So is this. Hossa milaman the yami yezika yezika. Vilaman the yama slavata mitzivamim, or slavata mitzivamim. Havacha kochad vachad, aim with a D, comes ramile. Over there it's a shali yezika. So when the two sisters fall to both brothers, they're also to both of them. Each one is called achaisu kachasai. Or behold, ain't zika. You can't be miyabim one, because we're afraid then you won't be miyabim to miyabim the other one like we had before. But shaykhun over here, time is strangers. So Vada, one gives chalitza, and then the second one gives yibum, there won't be any problems. Alright, let's just see the Rashi. The Rashi is at the end here like this. Again, on the Avchav Gimlum and Beis, the bottom Rashi's. Like Hachi Hashta, starts like this. Hosom zukul kashteyim lehen. We again, there were four brothers. Two were married, two sisters, and those two died. So when the two sisters fall to the other two brothers, there's a din zika. One behold, what does that mean? As soon as the two brothers died, both sisters, like both wives, fell to both brothers. See, each one is also to the other one. Each one is also, because each one is achois zikukasai. It's the sister of your zika. Even after one brother gives chalitza, upoka zika, and the zika goes off, still loy mishtar yachoisa. The other sister does not become muta, leader to the second one. Why? The klal is the chol yivama shenesra shrachas. Anytime your brother's wife fell to you, and she was an erva, she was ushered to you, al yivama afil liachan afilo, harei keishes ach sheish labonav yasur lielam. Later on, she remains with the Yisra'esh Asach Nielam. So therefore, since the two sisters fell together to the two brothers, each one's Achos Kosai to remain an Ervot Lielam. Mashenke, or else, Ilaman Diyama, Taima Mishum, the Yoslavata Mitzvah Yavom, like we had before, Mizvi Miyabim Hai, if one brother would be Miyabim one, Dilma Mayasidich, we're afraid maybe the other brother would die. Kaidim Shiyibim, Vetaita Achos Mishum Achos Isha, and then there wouldn't be any Mitzvah Yibim anymore. If you and Miyabim one sister, and then the other brother dies, so the other sister can't fall to you. She's achois. She's the sister of your yivam, of your wife now. You'll be mavato Mrs. Yivam. Therefore we say what? Don't be miyabim, regardless of mechalitza. Ma'ashen came over here, the svar is, you actually, zu shenesim mishum achois akuka, lav yivam ahoysa. Here the question is, only one of them was your brother's wife. So the other one was not your brother's wife. V'chipok yisra achois akuka, the chalitza, remember when the other brother gives chalitza and the erva or the zika goes off, it's not called achoy zikuka anymore, is that harezu materis? V'yamedis, talah v'eshasach hevei, because she was never really your brother's wife. Hilkach misveka lemafkinin lei, lo adyema kol chad v'chad idai yisram lei. Therefore, in a suffix, we don't say you can't make yibum, but rather we say you are allowed to make yibum. Because over here, when one brother makes chalitza, if the other one, she's not called Achos Kukosai. Therefore, here it's Mutter. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Chavdalan. Chavdalan on the top. Okay, so Mishnah says now, Kodmu v'konsu ein moitzin. Let's say the two brothers, they went and both were miyabim, so we don't take them out. Or else, Kodmu v'konsu means one of them made yibum. So we don't tell him to go out, but rather we wait until the other brother makes chalitza, and then for sure he's mutter to her. The verse is like this, Toni Shela, V'yafilu shneim kahanim. Even if the two brothers now are kahanim, still we say they're allowed to stay married. My timer, cause chalutza derabonin hi. That you're not allowed to marry a chalutza, kayin can't marry a chalutza, soni nisa derabonin. V'sofis chalutza legozru burabonin. And by a sofis chalutza derabonin did not make a gzera. But again, here the case was, Rashi says, V'yafilu shneim kahanim, V'chad minayu vade chalutza, nosif, to arusas hanochri chalutzi, me'echot mishnei ochiv, k'retoni l'kodmu shneim v'chotzu. We're talking about a case again where two strangers married two sisters, and both of them died, and each of them had two brothers. So now the first pair of brothers made chalutza with both of them. Now the second pair, which are kahanim, so whichever one they're marrying, it's for sure she's a chalutza. Like it's a good, not for sure, she's a suffix. Like with the other two brothers now, each one is bimiyabim, one of them. Now one of them was not their brother's wife,
one of the two sisters was the other man's wife, which those brothers made chalitz already. So it comes out one wife here is the chalutza, which is also to a kohen. So now that these two brothers, the kohanim, both went to be miyabim, these two sisters now. Each one was miyabim one. Because there was a suffix, which one was the brother's wife? So we say they could stay married. Question is why he's marrying a chalutza. The Torah says a chalutza is only also to a kohen midrabbanan. And where it's a suffix, which brother, which one married the chalutza, min suffix, we don't tell them to go out. In other words, midiraisa, kohen is not allowed to marry a gerusha. Anisha that received the get, she's also to a kohen. But here a yevama that only received chalitza, it's only midrabbanan exera or to a gerusha that a kohen can't marry her. So here where a kohen married a suffix chalutza, we say they're allowed to stay married. For the Gemara, is this true? The chalutza, the rabbanan, is a chalutza only also midrabbanan to a kohen? For a time, we learned like this. The pasuk says, Gerusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a Gerusha. Anisha that can receive the get, she cannot get married to a kohen. Ein liyela Gerusha. Only a Gerusha can't get married to a kohen. Chalutza minayin. How do we know even a Yevama that the brothers did not make Yibam, but rather gave a Chalitza? How do we know now this Isha is also to a kohen? Talmud Leim, when this the pasuk says, Ve'isha. So next Revov. Like Ve'isha Gerusha, Mashmit, not only a Gerusha, but even a Chalutz is also Wasa. So Poshas Mashmit's also Midiraisa. So the Klal is Safed Yiraisa, you have to go to Chumrah. Safed Midiraisa, you will not be able to stay married to her. The Torah says, no, Midirabbananu. Havadu, it's only Yasa Midirabbanan. Ukro, that's what Dashing here. Ve'isha, that's a Smachta Biyamu. It's only a Smachta. But Havadu Midiraisa, it's only Yasa Gerusha. And Ve'isha received the get, then she's also to Kohen. But Anisha had only received Chalitza, she's Midiraisa, Mutter to Kohen, it's only Midirabbanan. So over here, again, with the two strangers married two sisters, and we have a doubt, the wives got mixed up, we don't know which one married which sister. And they both died, so the two brothers now have to be Miyab and Asafik. So even though one of them is a Safik Chalitza, when the Kohanim married them, they're allowed to stay married. That was the Chiddush here. So that's the Mishnah. Mitzvah begodol yabim. When one brother dies and he has a few brothers left over, which one of the brothers alive should do the mitzvah yibum? The mitzvah is begodol. The oldest one, he should do it first to make yibum. V'yim kodam akotin zacha. But if the kotin, the younger brother, went fast and was miyabma, he did the mitzvah. In other words, it's only lechetchila, if you ask us which one should do it, we tell the older one to do it. But it's not likuva. Anyone that does it, he is mekayim the mitzvah. Even if the smallest one goes and is miyabim, his brother's wife, he's mekayim the mitzvah, and that's mitzvah yibum also. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. The pasuk says, in Devarim Chafei, the pasuk of yibum, for ho yaha b'chor. It should be the b'chor. So what do we dash it from this? Mikan she mitzvah begodol yabim. Vo yaha b'chor means the oldest brother, he should be the one to be miyabim. Rashi mikan she mitzvah begodol hochi dorish. This is where we dash in the pasuk. The pasuk says the pasuk before the lochalay liisha the yivma that when your brother dies, his wife you should take her for wife. For ho yahabachor means hamidashening hamiyabim yahabachor. Which one of the brothers that are still alive should do the mitzvah? Yibum habachor. For ho yahabachor means the bachor, he should do the mitzvah. Then the pasuk says asher teilet that when she gives birth. Because when we have to yemiyabim her, now that she gives birth, the child, musunsi, ashatel, so we dash in prat the islandess. That if the wife, if your brother's wife was an islandess, an isha that cannot give birth, there's no mitzvah yibum. The pasuk says the mitzvah yibum is ashateled, that she should have a child. If she can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So drashi ashateled means the oisi yivama, this lady, this brother's wife that you're marrying now, teiru yelelet, she has to be able to have children. Pratli islandess, if you know for sure she's an islandess, that she can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's Asher Teilet. Then the pasuk says, Yokum al shem ochiv. So we dash in that means the what that you should come on the name of your brother. That means lanachla. Comes to teach us that the brother that's miyabim, his brother's wife, that brother yashins completely. Like this talach is if one brother dies, and here he had no children, and if there are five brothers left over, all five brothers yashin them equally. That would be the halacha. A regular dinach is, if you don't have children, your brother yashins you.
Your wife doesn't yashin?
No. Your wife doesn't yashin, no. a husband yashins his wife, but a wife does not yashin a husband. No. Goes first to the children. If there's no children, it goes to his brothers. So let's say there are five brothers alive, and one of them is miyabim, his wife. So lachar is this one brother that's miyabim, he takes over the whole nachla. He yashins all that belongs to his brother. That's this pasuk. Yokim al-shem achiv means that the yavam, the brother that's marrying his wife, he takes over his brother's nachla. That's the drasha. So the Gemara, atuayma l'nachla, you're saying pshan, this pasuk means l'nachla. Rashi says, Yokim Rashi says, Hayovim al-shemachim l'nachla, means nachlosoi v'lo yichalko ochiv imoi, that the rest of the brothers do not divide equally the dead brothers, Yerusha. So the Gemara says, now, atuayma l'nachla, he is saying when the pasuk says, Yokim al-shemachim means the brother that's miyabim, he takes over the brother's nachla. Maybe not that way. Ella, maybe if you read the pasuk, what the pasuk means to say is asher teled, that if he's miyabim his brother's wife, and now they have a child, the child's name should be Hashem Achiv. That means Ella l'shem Yosef. If the brother that died's name was Yosef, Karen Isa Yosef. If they have a kid now, call him Yosef. Yochanan, let's say your brother that died, his name was Yochanan, Karen Isa Yochanan. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Rashi, you're saying Yokim Hashem Ames means the brother takes over the Yerusha. Or Yena, maybe not that way, said Rashi. Ella Beben is talking about the son now. What does that mean? The brother that died's name was Yosi. Kuren is there Yosi? If they have a son now, they should call the name Yosi? Maybe that's what's on the pasuk. How do you know that Yokum Hashem Achiv doesn't mean the way Poshup Shat Yokum Hashem Achiv means that the kid that's born now should take over the mace's name? And we're saying none of that. We're saying Pshan the Posse Yokum Hashem Achiv means that the brother that's alive, that's being Miyabim, his brother's wife, takes over the Yerusha. How do we know the Posse is talking about Yerusha? So Gemara says, Nemakan Yokim Hashem Achiv. Here it says that he's Yokim, he takes over the Shem Achiv. The Neman Halon, the Pasuk in Bereishis, by the sons of Yosef, it says, Al Shem Achayim Yikor B'Nachlosim. It says the names of the son, the Achayim, the brothers, take over the Nachla. So you see, it says Achayim going on Nachla. So Ma Shem Omer Lahalon Nachla. Just look over there, the word Shem goes on Nachla and Yerusha. Is Av Shem or Makan L'Nachla? Here also, when the pasuk says Yokum Al Shem Hames, means Al Shem means the Nachla. Who takes over? Who yashins? The brother that marries his brother's wife, he takes over his brother's Yerusha. That's what the pasuk means. Yeah. Then the pasuk says V'Loyimche Shmoi. He should not wipe out his name. In other words, that again the mitzvah Yibm is that now they should get married and have children. So we dash in Pratlasaurus. Let's say the brother is a Saurus, the brother can't have children. There's no mitzvah yibum. If you're a Saurus, there's no mitzvah to marry your brother's wife. Sheshmoy Machui. Don't forget. Pratlasaurus, Sheshmoy Machui. If your brother that died was a Saurus, there's also no mitzvah yibum. Sheshmoy Machui, his name is wiped out anyway. It says, Lo Yimachi Shmoy, his name should not be wiped out. Mashma, that it was possible for him to have children. Pratlasaurus, if your brother was a Saurus, if your brother was somebody that couldn't have children, that his name anyway is wiped out. Then again, there's no mitzvah yibum. His Pratlasaurus, Sheshmai Mochli. Omar Rav, Rava says like this, Afagav de Becholat Terakum, even though all over, a Nikra Yotzim Adei Pshutai, there's a klal. When you read the Chumash, even though we dash and drushes from Sukkim, and we take it out of its Pashup Shat, but still you learn Pashup Shat. What the pasuk actually says, that's what it means also. It can mean a drusha, but it also means what it says. Even though it says, Afagad b'cholat Torah kula, a mikra yoytzim leif shutei, hocha, here it's different though. Hosa asya gzereshova, afikta mipashte legamri. Here, when the pasuk says, Yokim Hashem Achiv, Poshib Shan the pasuk is, Yokim Hashem Achiv means after miyabim, when you marry your brother's wife, now the children that you have, you should call their name after the mace's name, and Yokum, Poshup Shat is that the child that's born now should take over the father's name. That's Poshup Shat. Since we have a Gezeira Shava here that says shame, shame means Nachla, we're taking it away from the Pashup Shat, that there's no mitzvah now to name the son after the father's name. Even though you make drushes from Sukkim, but Poshib Shat, what the Pasuk actually says, that's still what it means. But over here it's not that way. Here we say, V'yafikta Lagamri, Shein Sorech Likreis Lebenoi V'Shem Ochiv Ameis. Here, you do not have to call the name of your child now, the name of your brother that died. V'ochi Gomalei Merabi. This is what he was Mekabel from his Rebbe. In other words, you could have said not like that. You could have made the drasha taka that the brother takes over the nachla. But still you could read the pshuta shomikra that if you do have a son, you have to call him after the name of the father, of the brother that died. Still here he says not like that. Here the gzereshava is afikta that there's no mitzvah at all to call your child after your brother's name. So the Gemara, vilav gzereshava havamina. Shame, shame, amish. Like, what are you telling me now? If not to the Gzereshava, like the Pshuta Shaposik should mean that when they have a child now, call him after your brother that died, his name. Furthermore, why would I say that? Is Laman Kamazar Rachmona. Who is the Pasuk the Torah talking to? The Torah says, Yokum Hashem Achiv. You should take over your brother's name. Now, who is the Torah talking to? Laman Kamazar Rachmona Liyabe. Yokum Hashem Achichem Iboyle. If the Pasuk is talking about to the Yokum, the brother now that's being miyabim, that you should take over your brother's name, for the Gemara, Yokum Hashem Achicha Miboyle, should have said, you should take over Achicha, your brother. Trashi liyabim, Trashi, Koma Rachmona. That what? If the Torah is telling the Yavim himself, that Ben HaNoilud L'cho, if you're going to have a son now, that Yokum Hashem Achicha, that you should name your son after your brother's name, Miboyle, so the apostle should have said like that. The Pasuk should have said, Yokum Hashem Achicha Miboyle. If the Torah is talking to the Yavim, it's to say, you now, when you marry your brother's wife, you should know, if you have a child, name him after your brother. Why does it say, Yokum Hashem Hames? Well, the Pasuk says, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames. So why does it say, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames? I should have said, if the Torah is talking to the Yavim now, it should have said, Yokum Hashem Achicha. It should have said, name your child after your brother's name. Why does it say, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames? So who is the Torah talking to? Ilaveidina, if the Pasuk is talking to the Bezdin, so it should have said, Yokum Hashem Achiyaviv. It should have said, if the Bezdin is talking now, that means Bezdin. Rashi says to the Bezdin means Moido Rachmona Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Ben. If the Torah is telling the Bezdin how they should name the son, so the Torah should have said Bezdin that Yokum Hashem Achi Aviv Miboyle. The apostle should have said Bezdin named, if you're talking directly back to the child, this child should be named after his father's brother. That's what the apostle should have said. If the Torah is talking to Bezdin, that Bezdin, when you hear them calling this kid a name, name him after his father's brother. That's what it should have said. Yokum Hashem Achi Aviv, your father's brother, Miboyle. So Mela, what we're asking is, Pashtu, the Pshuta from the Pasuk does not mean calling a name anyway. Gemara says no. V'dum Ochi Kamalu Rachmona, LeBezdin. This is what the Torah is talking to Bezdin, it's saying like this. Omru Leila Yibum, that you, Bezdin, you go and tell the father now, tell the Yavim, that Yokum Hashem Achiv, that tell the brother, when you have a child now for your brother's wife, name the child after your brother. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. So really, Pshuta Shel Mikra would have meant, like we're saying now, that the Torah is telling Bezdin to tell the Yavim, name your child after your brother's name. Ella, but we say not like that here, Asi Gzeira Shava, Afikta Lagamri, that the Gzeira Shava says no, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames means that the brother that's Miyabim, he takes over the Yerusha, he yashes his brother totally, but nothing to do with calling the name. Good. So this is the way we dash in this pasuk. Now we're saying, Hashtu the Yarmut Kroh, Begodol Siv, now that you're telling me now the pasuk is talking about a Begodol, for Ho Yahab Chor, means the oldest one. He should be Miyabim. Eima, let's say like this. Maybe Bechor Liyabim, Poshut Lo Liyabim. Maybe the mitzvah is only upon the Bechor to be Miyabim. And if a younger brother wants to be Miyab, maybe he can't do it. The apostle says, Vahoyah Bechor. Vadashtina v'hoya b'chor means mikan, the first part of the Gemara, mikan she mitzvah b'godol. So maybe not only a mitzvah, but maybe it's likuvah, that only a b'chor could be miyavim his brother's wife. But if a younger brother wants to do it, maybe there's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says, in Cain, if that's true, eishas ochiv, shlohoya b'yolomoy, t'miyat rachman alomoli. Why do we need a pasuk to say if a brother was born after the first brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum? Like pshita, that brother's not the bechor. If the brother was first born later on after the first brother died, so pshita, this brother's not a bechor. So pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. If you're going to tell me yibum only applies to the oldest brother, so I don't need a mir akron when the brother's first born later. Since I need a pasuk to tell me, if you have a brother firstborn later after the first brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum, I see clearly that a younger brother could make yibum. Therefore, I need a pasuk, even though this younger brother now, that's firstborn after his first brother died, he's different. So that's the raya that Bechor is lav dafka. Any one of the brothers really could make yibum. Just as a mitzvah for the Bechor to do it first. Poruch Rav Acha. Rav Acha asked a question like this. V'yema lemute buchra d'ima. Maybe it's come to teach me that a bechor of the mother is no good. The Rav says that this would be a kasha. Maybe really only a bechor could do mitzvah yibum. So he asked the question, if so, what's the chiddush? What do we need to meet? Eishes achos shlohoy b'yolomoy? I'll tell you yes. Let's say your father had you from one mother. And then your father got married to another lady. And your father had, the second lady had another son. And that was the bechor of that lady. So it comes out that the first brother died first, and then the father had another son from another mother, that was a bechor. So in such a case, I would have thought that there's a mitzvah yibum. For the marviyem alamute buchradima. You know where I need the posture that Eishes Achos Shlohoy B'yolomoy has no yibum? In a case that the brother that's born after the first brother dies is a bechor. How could that be? That your brother's from the same father, but from different mothers. And your father now has a second wife, and this is the first child the second wife has. So he's called the bechor. So I would have thought maybe there is a mitzvah yibum. Kamash B'lon, the posture Eishes Achos Shlohoy B'yolomoy has no yibum. But maybe it's true, only a bechor has mitzvah yibum. Tzemura says, no, hahu loy motus arma, that you can't say. The yibum v'nachla tali rachmona, v'nachla min av loy minein. We know the whole parsha of yibum is totally upon the father. So mele, if the Torah means that only a bechor could be miyabim, pshitit means only the bechor of the father. It means the first son the father had. That should be miyabim. So if that's the pshat, then you don't need a miyat of eshashach lehoi b'yolamai. Once you have a brother that's first born after you die, for sure he's not the bechor. So what do you need a pasuk to say there's no mitzvah yibum? Pshita there's no mitzvah yibum. Elamai, bechor is lav davka. But avad, the pshat for the bechor can't mean the first born to your mother. Because yibum is always totally in the father. So if the pasuk would have meant only a bechor does mitzvah yibum, it has to mean the first son the father has. And that can't be, therefore it can't only be the mitzvah to the gadol, but if a kohen does it, he also is mekayem the mitzvah. For the Gemara v'yayim, let's say like this. Kiike b'chor, maybe like this the term means. If there is a b'chor, tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. True, even the younger brother could do it. But what about tileke b'chor? Let's say there's no b'chor. Loi tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Maybe then there's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe that's John the Pusik. Voya Bechor means you have to have a Bechor alive now. The brothers that are alive, one of them has to be a Bechor. Then there's a Mitzvah Yibum. Which one of them could do it? Any one of the brothers could do it then. But if there's no Bechor alive, maybe then there's no Mitzvah Yibum, maybe. Trashi Kleimar. Dilmal Yerlam Bechor Dafka Vachakam Rachmona. Iyika Bechor Kamoch. If there's a Bechor alive right now, there's Kaim Mitzvah Yibum. When? Oy be bechor, oy be poshet. Either one. So, therefore, it's good why we need a pasuk of Eishach to Oyem Yolamoy. But I call upon him, maybe if there's no bechor, there's no mitzvah yibum. This Gemara says, on Makron, the pasuk says, Umeis echod mehem. Pasuk says that you have a few brothers, and one of them die. Mashma, no matter which brother dies, still there's a mitzvah yibum. Meanwhile, Yaskinan, aren't we talking about the mitzvah bechor, even if the bechor dies? And still, the Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Liyabim Kotin, that the younger brother has to be Miyabim.
So you see clearly, you can't say there's a mitzvah yibin only if the bechor is still alive. Mashma, no matter which one of the brothers dies, even though he's the bechor, still the Torah says the other brothers have a mitzvah yibin. For the Gemara, maybe no. V'yema de miskata, maybe no. Maybe when the Torah says u'meis echad mehem means only a younger one dies. Maybe if the bechor dies first, there's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe only if another brother dies first. V'yema de miskatin. V'yomer rachmon liyabim bechor. And then who has to make yibum? Only the bechor. That the Gemara says no, that can't be. Hamit rachmon eshachos hoyv yolamai. You can't say only the bechor has to do the mitzvah yibum, because then you don't need a miyat of eshachos hoyv yolamai. Any time the brother is first born later on, for sure he's not the bechor. So what do I need a pasuk? There's no mitzvah yibum. Pshita. So Avadi, you can't say the Bechor is the only one to do the mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara, maybe the aim is like this. Kileka Bechor, Kodam, Kotin, Zocha. Maybe if there's no Bechor, then if the Kotin does the mitzvah yibum, he did it. The Yika Bechor, but if there is a Bechor, Kodam, Kotin, Lai, Zocha. Maybe this is a Pshan Apostik. That when we have a Bechor, the mitzvah is Bedavka with the Bechor. But Enechanami, if the Bechor died first, well, let's say there's no Bechor altogether, then true, a Kotin could do it. So, namely, you need the Pasuk Eshashach Shlohayim Yolamai when there's no Bechor at all. But maybe when the Bechor is alive, the mitzvah is B'davka with the Bechor, maybe. This Gemara says, no, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, when you have two brothers living together. So we dash them like this, Hukshu Yeshivas Achim Zelazim. That no matter what type of brothers they are, they always have the same halachas. That all brothers have the same halacha. So once one brother has a mitzvah yibum, Rashi Hukshu means shavim liyibum. All the brothers alive have equal rights to yibum. So that's what Midiraisa, whether there is a bechor or not a bechor, any one of the brothers could do the mitzvah yibum. That the widash and voya bechor, that's only the mitzvah b'yalma. For the marviyema, let's try this. And still now, v'yema, let's say, kika b'chor, when you have an older b'chor, lahadir agodol, then you have to get the other, then you have to get him. Of a kileka b'chor, ein chersrin eitz agodol. But maybe if there's no b'chor, then you don't have to go over with the oldest brother. In other words, let's say there were four sons. And let's say the b'chor dies. The oldest one dies. So who says there's a mitzvah to go after the second oldest? Smashma, the Mishnah says, mitzvah begodl. It doesn't say the Bechor. It says there's a mitzvah for the oldest brother that's alive now to be miyabim. How do we know that? Maybe only when the Bechor is alive, that's the mitzvah. But maybe if the Bechor dies, then even though there are three brothers left over, and one is older than the other, we don't have a seder maybe. Aloma Toni Abayik Shisha, Akam Abayik Shisha learned that mitzvah begodl liyabim. No, there's always a mitzvah for the oldest brother that's alive to make a yibum. If the oldest one does not want to, then then we go back to the younger brother. Let's say none of them want to make yibum. Then we go back to the gadol and tell him he should make chalitza. So mashma, even though there's no bechor, still there is a mitzvah to go to the oldest brother to make yibum. How do we know this? This the Gemara says a svara. Like the Bechor. Ma Bechor, Bechor Rosa Garmaloi. What's the Svara where the Torah says is the mitzvah for the Bechor? Because he's the oldest one. It's a Svara of Gadol. The same thing now, even though there's no Bechor alive. But still there's a Svara with the oldest brother, Gedulasai Garmaloi. It's a Svara to say he should do the mitzvah yibum. So it's not a Svara that the oldest one goes first, but if he doesn't want to, or if a cotton does fast the mitzvah yibum, how about the Makar the mitzvah yibum? Let's say like this. That's what the pasuk says. We're saying that the brother now yashins his brother. Maybe it's only the bechor that yashins his brother. For the marviyema, kimiyabi bechor. If the bechor now is the one that's marrying his brother's wife, then he yashins the brother. Kimiyabi poshit. But let's say one of the other brothers do the mitzvah yibum, learn lishkonachlo. Maybe then he doesn't take the yerusha from his brother. The Torah only says it's chiddush by the Bechor. If the Bechor is Miyabim, he takes over the Yerusha. But if somebody else is Miyabim, another brother, maybe then they divide the Yerusha equally. This the Gemara says, no, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Yokum Hashem Ochiv, Varei Kom, it's totally as long as you marry your brother's wife. Whichever one is Miyabim, marry is your brother's wife, you take over his Nachla. For the Gemara, if so,